really, really good at making up words. It's a gift. You know, God gives us all gifts, and I'm good at making words up. They call them neologisms, right? I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, or Mike-isms, right? So today I'm going to give you a word that I didn't make up, but it is, I think, a made-up word, and it's called surthriving. Are you with me? So those of you that have the handout, if you looked at the title of today's message, it says surthriving on there. It's not a typo. That's actually a word, and I'm going to kind of minister on that word today. So it is a question that I would ask you guys right now. Before I give you definitions of things, I want you to kind of just come up with this preconceived notion of what you are. The question is, are you a survivor or a surthriver? Are you with me? Okay, so the question again is what? Are you a what? A survivor or a surthriver. Okay, it is my hope that when we're done with today's message that everybody would see themselves or want to get to a point of being a surthriver and not just a surthriver. Amen? Amen. All right, so it is a really heartfelt belief of mine right now that the ministry, you guys are actually seeing yourselves now as ministers. Is that true? Yep, and you guys are actually walking out and living a life as ministers. Would you say that's true?
Amen.
Yeah, okay, I think so also. And I've also come to realize that there's never a lack of opportunity to minister. Would you agree?
Amen.
With all of that being said, I've also come to the understanding that not everybody feels like ministering. Right?
Yep.
Because we may have woke up on the wrong side of the bed. We're having a bad hair day. Your life is so filled with so many issues and stuff. How would you even want to attempt to minister to somebody else? Are you guys with me? You kind of find yourself kind of just going through life instead of living life. Am I speaking? You don't have to raise hands, but I'm probably speaking to somebody, and maybe one time or another in your life. It was just kind of, man, another day?
Yes.
Really? Is it kind of the same old, same old? And this is what happens in life. We find breakthrough, and then all of a sudden that breakthrough breaks out into a breakdown. And it's like, man, Lord, I thought I just received this breakthrough. Why am I going through this situation now? And all of a sudden, we find ourselves in this point of, I know I'm a minister. I know that I have tools, techniques, and the Word of God to be able to help individuals. But man, the last thing in the world that I want to do right now is speak to somebody and try and help them through their situation because I'm going through my own situation. Right? Are you with me? So I believe with all my heart, those of you that have been sitting in this ministry, listening to Pastor Weldon for 29 years in this ministry, he's been trying to get people, yes, that is worth a clap. That is worth a clap. By the way, happy Father's Day, and thank you for being the greatest spiritual father that I have ever had or ever known in my entire life. Thank you so much. And for those of you on Facebook listening, happy Father's Day to the fathers that are there as well. So in this, he has been teaching us that we don't receive a baby Holy Ghost, right? All of us receive the same. He's been teaching us that it's not about the person in the pulpit bringing the word. It's about Jesus Christ. And he is the head of the body of Christ, you, which is the church. Everybody, I think, is understanding that now, right? But it is that situation where it's like, but I really still don't feel like ministering because maybe you're just a survivor in life and not surthriving in life. And so I'll be bringing that out. But before I get into that, I want to go to Ephesians 4:16. And this is the Apostle Paul. And he makes this statement in Ephesians 4:16. And it says, for because of him, the whole body, who's the body? We're the body, closely joined and firmly knit together by the joints and the ligaments with which it is supplied. The whole body is held together by the joints and the ligaments in which it is supplied. Are you with me? When each part, everybody say, I'm a part, is working properly, when each part is working properly, are you with me? Okay. It will grow to full maturity, building itself up in love. So here's the deal. We are all parts of the body in here. And matter of fact, I would go as far to say this. See, sometimes I think we try to figure out, am I the hand or am I the foot? Am I the leg? Am I the arm? Am I the intestines? We try to figure these things out, right? But I would challenge you to realize this, that at any given time, see, the Bible says be ready in season and out of season. Do you understand that I believe that you could be the hand at one moment and the next day be an arm? And the next day be a leg, depending on the situation. The Apostle Paul said this, when I am with people, I become everything to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you need to be the hand and it's time to minister, then be the hand. If you need to be the leg, then be the leg. If you need to be the arm or the body or whatever, a part of the body, be that part to help them in their time of need. How can you be each part of the body? The way you could be each part of the body is because your instruction that tells you where you're at is the same instruction that all believers have. It's called the Bible. And the same Holy Ghost that works in you is the same one that works through every believer. So when you need to be something, you can be that. You have to see yourself in that situation. So I could see myself as maybe a hand, but if my arm is immovable because the joint is locked up for some reason, this hand is ineffective. Let me explain something to you. So I'm going to give you a definition here. Joint. I'm going back to this scripture here. It says that every part of the body is supplied. It's joined together by the joint and the ligaments. Ligaments connect bone to bone. Tendons connect muscle to bone. In that process, without the joint, we don't have movement. I think you need to hear that again. Without the joints functioning properly, we don't have movement. Do you see a church with no joint that moves properly is a frozen church? Are you understanding what I'm saying? We could be the body of Christ and be the best body of Christ inside this on a Sunday morning. But if we are frozen and our joints aren't moving, then we're an ineffective ministry. And you already know that you're a minister. You've been given that through Jesus Christ. Amen. And you've been given every opportunity, every day, every single day, there's an opportunity to minister. Would you agree? Amen. I was just calling somebody the other day, or actually I was messaging them. And I was messaging them to talk to them about something totally different than what I wanted to. And they didn't answer the phone when I called them, so I messaged them. And then they responded and they said, you know what? It just happened that I found out that my mother's biopsy came back as breast cancer. And so in the instance right there, what I originally was going to talk to the individual about totally took a back seat. And now, oh my gosh, I'm praying for your mom. I'm praying for you. And I'm praying that your mother will be put on our prayer list. You see, what was just going to be a conversation turned into ministry. But you will find that every day in life. And you don't have to be a pastor. You're just part of the body. You're the body of Christ. There's a song that says, if we are the body, then why aren't the hands reaching? Why aren't the feet going? Right? If we are the body. And so every day in your life, there's opportunities to do something. So by definition, a joint, it is where two parts are fitted together and joined. So check this out. In this ministry alone, we have multiple ministries. So it's filled with a bunch of ministers. And everyone here is doing their part. Next week, starting Sunday next week, we have this one-week mission to the city of Saginaw. Are you with me? The youth are going to this. The youth are the hands, if you will. But the joint that makes this possible and happen are our youth pastors. Are you following me? If we had frozen youth pastors, the hand of the body of Christ wouldn't be able to go. They are also, the youth pastors and all the other adult volunteers are the legs that will get them to the place to be able to do it. And then when the youth get there, the youth are going to be the hands and the feet making the work get done. Do you see how this works out? We have a benevolence ministry here to give to the needy for food and things like that, right? But that is only possible because of the joint of the body of Christ that gives financially there so that we can buy the groceries to be able to make this move. Do you see what I'm saying? See, the joint is so extremely important. You see, when the joint is, give me a volunteer. You coming, Jason? Jason's coming up. All right, come on up here so we can see. Don't be afraid. All right, so this isn't hypnotist or anything like that, but whatever I touch is immovable now, okay? All right, so this is immovable. This is immovable. This is immovable. Shake my hand. Okay. I didn't like that. This is immovable. This is immovable. This is immovable. And this. Shake my hand. Okay, hold on. These are immovable. Shake my hand. Okay, these are immovable, and the hips and the ankles and everything else. Shake my hand.
Everything else? So I can't do this?
Yeah, that ain't shaking my hand. Matter of fact, I need you to help walk with me because the struggle that I'm going through in life is it's extreme. It's intense, and I need a brother to hold my arms up. Hold my arms up for me. You know what? Can you just walk with me? Because this valley I'm going through is pretty dark and lonely right now, and I need a brother to walk with me. Can you walk with me? Come on, walk with me. Do you guys understand what I'm getting at?
Yes, sir.
So if we have, everybody give him a hand. Thank you, thank you. What I'm trying to illustrate here is that if we, being ministers, right, don't have the ability to move because we've been frozen for some reason, we become ineffective. Does that make sense? So I'm not bringing like the traditional Father's Day message. It seems like every Father's Day I get to preach on Father's Day. What I'm trying to bring today is just a continuation of line upon line of how we see ourselves as the body of Christ and how so very valuable and important you are. Do you see, ministry doesn't happen without you.
Amen.
Nothing would be possible for the kingdom of God without the body of Christ.
Amen.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So everything that we do, everything that we say has purpose and it has meaning as a child of God. It's so hugely valuable. See, Jesus died for us to give us this new life, right? To give us this abundance. But he also, because of that, made us citizens in the kingdom of God. And as we live in this kingdom of God, he doesn't want us to just be stationary in one spot, but he wants us to be able to move. So you guys, anybody ever meet anybody who was paralyzed? Maybe they had a stroke or something like that. Are you guys with me? Okay. Now watch this. Let's say the gifting that they have is that they're the hand of the church. And let's say all of a sudden they have a stroke and they can't move their arm. Is the hand still there?
Yes.
The hand is still there. But they can't use it effectively. And so again, it goes back to you may be a part of the body, but this is why this is so very important. This is why we can't do things alone. Because you might be the hand, but without the joints to move you around, without the rest of the body to keep you going, you're immovable. Here's something else that happens. It may not be a paralyze of the thing. Maybe you've got available to you, maybe you're the hand, and you've got available to you the arm, and every joint is moving properly. Let's say every part of the body is moving perfectly, spiritual body, right? I mean, there's every ministry you can think of in place. All of this stuff is absolutely amazing. but something happens to you. And now because something traumatic happens to you, fear creeps in. Do you know one of the biggest paralyzers of life in ministry or in life period is fear? So what if you are the hand, but you're afraid to do anything? You know this accident that I was in recently? For any visitors here, I was in an accident that took the life of somebody. Satan, remember Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, correct?
Yes.
Follow me. If I would have allowed the fear to not drive, overwhelm me, my ministry would be dying right now. It would be so ineffective. If I allowed what happened to me to take me out so that I was no longer able to get in front of you and speak or talk to anybody about it or use this traumatic episode to help break others free, Satan would be winning. I would be ineffective as an individual. Satan wants nothing more than you to be ineffective as a minister. Do you hear what I'm saying? But you have been given a way out and a way through that. Do you see? When somebody survives something traumatic in their life, they're now a survivor. In other words, they're alive. I'll give a definition to it. But I'm here to tell you that God came to give us life, John 10:10. Not just life, but life more abundantly. You see, he doesn't want us to just get by in life. He wants us to be the light of the world. Did you know that when you're paralyzed by something, you're no longer the light of the world? You're still the light of Christ is in you, but you're not working or moving as the light of Christ because the darkness that has interrupted your life is now all-consuming. And do you see when that darkness is all-consuming, the light of Christ isn't shining. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I hope this sinks in because as I'm preaching, it's making more sense to me. You know, we need to think about these things. Because God wants us to be effective. That's why if we're the light and we may be the only Jesus that someone sees, but we're ineffective because we're paralyzed and not moving in the gifting as part of the body that God has given us, then there are people out there who are never seeing the Jesus they need to see. They're never experiencing the breakthroughs that you know that will cause breakthrough in their life. Have you ever seen somebody that is so desperate and so down and you thought to yourself, man, all they need is Jesus? That is exactly the person that you need to minister to. That is exactly the person that in the right season and the right time, you will be given the word by the Holy Spirit that can transform their life. And it might be as simple as this. Hey, God bless you. You know God loves you today. And you may think that they're going to think you're the weirdest, most goofiest person in the world, but you have just planted a seed that might absolutely transform their life forevermore. You might have just spoken to someone's darkness where they now become the next Oral Roberts or something. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, the next whatever, the next minister of God. And the kingdom is filled with ministers. It says, the scriptures say that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. You know that we have more laborers now than ever before?
Yes, we do.
In the history of creation, we have more laborers now in the fields than we have ever had. But if we don't see ourselves as powerful, as anointed, as blessed, as a child of God, as somebody that can overcome, somebody with breakthrough, if we don't see ourselves as that, then we're just kind of stagnant. It doesn't take away from your salvation. It just puts you in a place where you're not growing anymore. And we are to grow every day, I believe. 3 John 1, 2. 3 John, verse 2, basically. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Beloved. So this is John speaking to Gaius. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper in your health, even as your soul prospers. Listen to this. So John prayed that Gaius's health and the other aspect of his physical life, including everything, would approach the excellence of his spiritual life as had been reported by others. See, John had reported to him that Gaius, he was a man who was in love with God. But John said, you know what? Just as your soul prospers because he loved God, I wish that every other aspect of your life would prosper as well. That's a survivor. See, John was looking at Gaius, and this is what he's thinking. He didn't just want his friend to get by. He didn't want him to just make it or simply survive. No, he says, I wish above all that as your soul prospers, that you would prosper and be in good health just the same. Physical health, mental health, financial health. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That you would be above and beyond. That you wouldn't just have this relationship. How many people know people that have a relationship with God, but everything else is crap? Are you with me? There's a perspective, there's a perception that we have as individuals, and we think many things in error. We think that we shouldn't be prosperous financially. We think that if I got God, everything else is just great. Belief system that you have to work out. It's part of working out your salvation. It's part of getting through life. It's part of seeing yourself as an overcomer, more than a conqueror. It's part of seeing yourself as a child of God. Come to me. I know all things, and I know Jesus could help you. But I'm broke. I'm beat up. Who the heck wants to come to you? I say that not in a condemning way. Hopefully I'm saying that in a convicting way. Hopefully that came from me just now from the Holy Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have so much potential on you in your life. You have the glory of God on you. And he wants to use you in every area of life. And he wants to prosper you. Why do you think the scripture's in there? So that 2,000 years later, we could stand up here and somebody could say, man, God wants you to be in prosperous health just like you are spiritually. Do you know the way to get even stronger spiritually and to also now increase your health? And increase your finances and increase your mental health and your well-being is that when the body isn't a hand by itself, but when the body as a whole comes together, just like you today, just like you are today, this is healthy. This is life-giving. This is the prayer that happened this morning. If you're on Facebook and you're missing out, guys, come and visit us or something, or find a church somewhere. But the prayer that happened this morning during worship, listen, that's life-giving. Amen. That is life-changing. That doesn't happen when you sit at home. That doesn't happen when you're by yourself. That doesn't happen when you're a lone soldier. This is one team, one fight, one glory of God, one head, the Father, and one body doing body ministry, making a difference, making a change, lifting people up when they're down. And you know, when you lift someone up when they're down, that lifts you up. Oh my gosh, there's a study, actually, Pastor, I'll probably steal this from you, but you can reiterate it because faith comes by hearing. Serotonin, there's SSRI drugs, Zoloft would be one of them, an antidepressant, serotonin reuptake inhibitor. All right, and what it's doing is this drug, Zoloft, is trying to increase the serotonin in your mind. This is a feel-good chemical that all of us have been given by God, this feel-good chemical. What happens is there's so much depression in the world today that the pharmaceutical companies are cashing in on this and they're saying, take this because this is going to make you feel better. Actually, it doesn't. I was a psych nurse for 17 years and I had a period of time where I even took Zoloft at one point. All it does is dull and numb, but it doesn't teach you anything else or transform your life. Okay? It is absolutely not what God wants for you. Sure, it has a point of helping you through, but it doesn't create health in your life. Jesus Christ does. Jesus Christ does. Jesus Christ can transform you. It can change you. So, with that being said, it says that to naturally increase the serotonin in your life is to be a giver, to give, to serve, and to do. Now, didn't God lay out give, serve, do? Didn't he tell you who you are? Do you see, when you see yourself as more than a conqueror and you start to walk out that life, guess what? You're more than a conqueror. But if you see yourself as defeated, you're defeated. That's it. See, somebody who sees themselves defeated, if I tell them until I'm blue in the face, spitting, you're more than a conqueror, you're more than a conqueror, you're more than a conqueror, but they only see themselves as defeated and no good, all the things that I tell them in the world aren't going to sink in. It's until the revelation moment, the light bulb clicks on, and they go, oh my gosh, what he was just saying is true. Wow. See, I pray everyone have an experience with God because he'll transform you. He will change you from the inside out. Deeper, yes. What John was saying to Gaius in 3 John verse 2 there, he was saying, this is called surthriving. Thus comes this made-up word. Are you a survivor? Remember the question in the beginning? Are you a survivor or a surthriver? Are you prospering in every area of your life? The key is if you're not, you can. And until you recognize that I can, nothing will change. So I'm here to tell you right now, you can. You can. You can. It starts with body. It starts with the body. It starts with Jesus Christ as the head and then the body. And when you are connected, joined with other believers who have your best interests in mind, and we are full body with every joint moving, when somebody needs a hand up, there's a hand up. When somebody needs an arm or a shoulder to hold on, there is one there. When somebody needs to walk through something with somebody else, there's somebody else there. It's a healthy body. I'm into health, guys. I'm into health. A healthy individual creates a healthy family. A healthy family creates a healthy body. A healthy body is what we want in this ministry. And that is what Jesus Christ died for, and that's what God wants for your life. Healthy body. A healthy body. Because the head that you have, Jesus Christ, is the greatest thing there is. He wants to be connected to that thing that is ready to go and move and do his work. Amen? A survivor is a person who survives, especially a person remaining alive after an event in which others have died. But that is just living. That is just living. That is not surthriving. John 10:10 says that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that I might have, that you might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. He has given us, listen, when you go through, I'm not looking for a show of hands, but if you have been through a traumatic event in your life, maybe you sat with somebody that was truly a loved one and the trauma was watching them pass away. Maybe you have been raped. Maybe you were assaulted. Maybe you took the life of somebody in war or in an accident. Maybe you were physically beaten all your life. Maybe it was just the trauma of somebody speaking death over you all your life that was supposed to love and nurture you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Maybe there's something going on there. And maybe you see yourself now as, well, I made it through it. I've survived it. The survivor is going to still continue to hold on to that thought, though, and it's still going to be something that weighs on their mind that takes them down to lower and lower depths. Maybe it's something that you've never dealt with in life, and so you've repressed those thoughts so far back into your mind that you never have allowed them to show. But something will happen, and all of a sudden it'll rear its ugly head, and it will cause conflict for you all over again because you never dealt with it. But that's surviving, because I'm still alive. I'm still making it through this life. But it's a thriver. And you know what they call this, though? They call that post-traumatic stress. But a surthriver lives a life of post-traumatic growth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me explain. You can live a life as a survivor filled with post-traumatic stress, take every pill that the doctors will give you, go to every therapist, and never see the growth in you, or just hide stuff back in there, never see the growth, and always hold on to it as a victim. I survived, but I'm a victim. Or you can take what has happened to you, like the Word says, that these trials and tribulations build perseverance, and that perseverance builds character, and that builds our hope in Jesus Christ. You can take what the devil has tried to put into your life as a blockade, as a thorn in your flesh, and you can turn it around, know that His grace is sufficient, give yourself some grace, speak out those things that have been bad in your life, and call them to be good, and become a thriver in life, and thrive in this life, full of abundance, full of hope, full of breakthrough, knowing that you don't have to live in misery ever again.
Amen.
Because He loves you. And surround yourself with the body of Christ, because you guys are so powerful. What's been going on in this body with prayer and worship, you can't mimic it. I didn't know it was going to happen today. It just happens that way. Why? Because you see yourself as ministers. Because there's a man of God that says, you know what? I think there's going to be some breakthroughs in an area today. And we just say, you know what? He's a minister. He said, I think there's going to be breakthroughs. Let's see what happens. Do you see what I'm saying? As a pastor, I could have said, not right now, though. Maybe next Sunday. But we are the body. We are the body. Every single one of us. Yes, there's decent and in order, but my gosh, if God wants to move, who am I or anybody else to stop Him? Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus didn't die so I could get my word out. Maybe Jesus died so Mike, your word could get out today. You see, oh my gosh, man, this is beautiful. This is healthy. And that's all I have. God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Jesus. Oh, Jesus is cool, man.
Amen.
Oh, Father, I love you. I love you, Lord. And we, Father, we as a healthy body, for those listening today, health upon them. Father, we thank you that you loved us first. We thank you that you see every area of need in our life. Father, we give you glory for every good and perfect gift. We give you glory for everything that you've told us to think on that's good and right. We give you glory, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you glory that you didn't leave us as orphans, but you gave us the Holy Ghost to live in us. Father, thank you. We just thank you. We call today a Transformation Sunday. We call today a Breakthrough Sunday. We call today a Miracle Sunday. We call today a New Beginning Sunday. We call today a Deliverance Sunday. We call today a Blessed Sunday, a Grace-Filled Sunday, a Favored Sunday. In Jesus' name, Father, cover my brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you for earthly fathers that do give good gifts. We thank you for the heart of the Father and you as our example. So, Father, you are a good, good Father. And it is with all praise and all glory that all of the body says in one word, Amen. God bless you. Love you. Have a wonderful week.